Chapter 8
Jason!
Heiwan called out.
I'm not sure how much longer I can hold on. Just step back and I can get my footing.
Becca replied.
Shit! Did another step just vanish?
Just stay there, I called out. I'll come down to you. Heiwan plastered herself against the wall, which at least gave the blonde a chance to set her feet. The Brit tapped Heiwan's arm and the Korean slowly released her grip, but the pair were caught between vast spaces of emptiness. I could hear more rocks tumbling to the ground far below, and the steps beneath me seemed to sway for a moment. I started to back up again, then I forced myself to stand still and see if I could find a way to reach the girls. The gap between us wasn't enormous, and most days I would probably attempt it without a second thought. But on most days, I would be leaping across a stream, where the worst I would have to worry about was getting my pants wet. Today, if I missed, I would be plummeting down a dark stairwell, probably to my death. Oh, to be Luke Skywalker or even Batman, I muttered, as I recalled both heroes pulling out their handy handheld cables and sailing to freedom.
I don't think we can make the jump,
Becca said.
It looks rather far.
Yeah, but we can't just stay here until the whole thing crumbles. My own step shifted again, and I nearly pitched forward into the well. I fell backward and landed on my butt on a higher step. The stairs went still, and I waited a moment before I risked drawing another breath. We might have to climb, I said.
Climb what?
The wall. We might have to free climb.
I've only done that once,
Heiwan said.
Which is one more time than me,
Becca added. Just stay there for now, I said, as I tucked my flashlight into my back pocket. Let me see if I can get to you. I stood up slowly and inched closer to the wall. It was rough-hewn stone and probably hadn't seen a layer of plaster in decades, if not centuries. There were also cracks in the mortar and old iron rings whose purpose was a mystery. It wasn't great, but there were probably enough foot and handholds that I could make it to the next set of steps. Not that I was an expert at free climbing. I'd done it a couple of times in Texas hill country with some friends, but nothing as scary or uncertain as the wall that now confronted me.
Jason?
Becca demanded as she saw me reach for a crack in the mortar. Sorry, I won't be much of a conversationalist for a few minutes, I said. I have to feel my way down to you, because there's not much light. The girls whispered to each other for a few moments and then went quiet. I tuned out everything that wasn't part of the wall, from the weird smell down below to the drops of water that somehow found me and started to fall on my head. I reminded myself to breathe, and I soon had a rhythm of right hand, right foot, breathe, left hand, left foot, breathe. I also discovered that heading straight across wasn't scary since I could ignore how high up I was, but working my way downwards was more heart-stopping. Not only did I have to risk looking down so I could plot my path, but I also had a harder time finding handholds and footholds. My fingers and toes started to cramp, and it really hit home that my boots were not well designed for this type of activity.
You're almost here,
Heiwan chirped as I passed the halfway point. I glanced sideways and realized that the Korean was right. However, it still felt like the girls were a whole soccer field away from me, as my fingers started to shake from the pressure of keeping my entire body weight against the wall. I had a morbidly amusing thought that after all the dinos I had fought, I could end up dead because of a brick wall and a haunted staircase. Oh, and King John, of course.
Come on, Jason,
Becca encouraged. Again, I ignored the encouragement so I could focus my remaining strength on the space between me and the girl's step. I looked down and realized that I was nearly close enough to swing over to the step. My left foot was starting to cramp, and I knew it wouldn't be long before my other foot and hands did as well. I swung my right arm down to a large crevice and allowed it to take my full weight as my right foot found a small gap underneath. I pulled the left-hand side of my body downwards, and with a final burst of adrenaline, stuck my right foot out and nearly cried with relief when I felt the solid stone step underneath. Heiwan reached out a hand and waited for me to reach back. As Becca was the taller of the girls, she carefully edged toward me and swung her arm out to grip my waist, and I don't think I have ever been so relieved to feel her skin on mine. With Becca's hold on my waist, I felt secure enough to shuffle over, and I finally reached a handout to meet Heiwan. The two girls heaved, and in one swift motion, I joined them with both feet on the large stone step. Yes, I said breathlessly, as the two girls grabbed me into a tight embrace.
You did it,
Heiwan declared,
Our hero!
Becca grinned.
I didn't realize I had a Spider-Man fantasy until now.
There's gotta be an easier way to impress you girls, I laughed. I turned to look back at the empty space that I had just climbed over. From here, it didn't look far, but it had taken all of my strength to scale that short space of wall. I looked downwards to measure how far we still had to go, and my stomach flipped.
So, what now?
Becca asked, and she bit her lip nervously.
We should climb,
Heiwan said, as she peered down at the curve of the staircase ahead.
Only a couple of steps are missing so far. We should move before more fall.
Heiwan's right, I said. I had no idea what the hell was going on between the ghosts and the steps, but I knew we had to move quickly.
I was afraid you'd agree with her. And you still don't think there are ghosts involved?
I'm not saying I think the whole ghost thing is real or not, I replied. But there's clearly some weird shit going on here. One thing's for sure, whether it's ghouls or people, we aren't welcome here. Heiwan nodded, but Becca still looked nervous as she studied the wall behind us. We got this, I assured Becca, as I reached out to stroke her soft golden locks. How many dinosaurs have we killed? How many ridiculously dangerous situations have we gotten out of? We won't be beaten by some ancient staircase, not today.
But I've never climbed,
Becca said.
It looked so hard. What if you two make it and I don't?
I won't let that happen. I protect you girls, remember? We stick together and we don't leave unless all three of us are together. Heiwan stroked the Brit's arm gently, and I reached in and gave Becca a gentle kiss on her forehead. I was unsure about the climb, too, but I could tell how nervous Becca was, and I meant what I had said.
I'll go first,
Heiwan announced, as she tucked her flashlight away.
It's not that far to the next step, and then we can rest before we go again.
I nodded as the raven-haired beauty stretched her arms up high and wiggled her slender fingers. She had already proved multiple times over that she was athletic and capable, so I didn't have too much concern for her ability to scale the wall. You've got this, Heiwan, I cheered. The Korean reached out with her right arm, found a decent-sized crevice to grip, and swung her right leg over to a small crack. Then she hauled herself up, and in a few moments, she started to make her way down to the next step faster than I had done. The black-haired girl swung to the next handhold, and Becca and I silently cheered her on as she scrambled her way over the ancient wall. After a minute or two, Heiwan looked down to see where her landing spot was and expertly landed down onto the next step. Hell yeah, I said, as the adorable Korean landed and gave us a small bow.
The rest of the stairs are fine,
Heiwan announced as she studied the rest of the steps.
You just have to climb this one, and then we are safe.
I wasn't sure that safe was the right word, but I was relieved to hear we only had to tackle one more free climb before we were on safe ground. We froze as we heard a distant but familiar screech, and the need to escape the stairwell became more urgent. You can do this. I squeezed Becca's hand, and then I turned her so she faced the wall.
Why can't you go next?
The blonde asked. The more you stand and think about it, the worse it'll be. Now, show me that badass babe who can overcome anything.
Fuck it,
Becca said as she looked down at Heiwan, who nodded encouragingly.
I can do this.
I watched in awe as Becca pulled herself into action. Her lean limbs reached out to the wall, and she shuffled slowly downwards. I couldn't see her face as she moved, but I knew it would have determination etched all over it. Heiwan grinned up at me, and I smiled back as we watched our blonde friend conquer her fears and shuffle toward the stone step. It felt like a longer time than Heiwan had taken, but eventually Becca was within arm's reach of the next step.
I did it!
Becca called out as she stretched her foot out to the step and swung her body over to the right. Maybe it was her excitement of the climb, or that she'd misjudged the distance, but Becca's foot slipped, and Heiwan reached out to grab the blonde as she screamed. My body reacted before my brain realized that Heiwan would pull Becca back to safety. I leapt across the dark, empty abyss, toppled on top of Becca, grabbed her, and pushed her down onto the solid staircase. I had made the jump, but as I pushed Becca down, my left foot lagged behind and hit off the edge of the step, and my whole body slipped down toward the darkness. The two girls gasped, but I grabbed a crevice just in time, and the top half of my body clung to the staircase while my legs dangled in the darkness below. Becca and Heiwan jumped to their feet and hurled themselves toward me, but I could barely speak from the effort it took to cling to the staircase. I could only hope there were no dinos on the floor below, because I would probably have looked like an easy meal to a hungry lizard. The girls each grabbed an arm and gave one giant heave, and I soon felt the cold stone beneath my torso. With one more tug from the girls, I was able to pull my legs up from the cavern. I rolled onto my back and had never felt so happy to feel solid, uncomfortable rock beneath me. I felt a laugh bubble up from somewhere, and I started to chuckle as I stared at the distant ceiling.
"Jason!"
Heiwan said as she bent down to kiss me on the lips. Her soft lips met mine as she cradled my face, and I could feel her relief through her kiss. The laughter died away, and I felt some of Heiwan's serenity flow through me.
"I'm so sorry,"
Becca said as she stood above us.
"You almost died because I jumped too early."
Heiwan pulled away, and she gently took my hand and helped me to my feet. "What did I tell you?" I said gently, as I placed my hand on Becca's shoulder and gently rubbed her neck. "I will always protect my girls. You two are such badasses, but you should never feel guilty for any moments you get scared. And who would have thought that after all these dinosaurs, we would have to deal with ghosts, ghouls, and falling stairs, too?"
"At least there aren't lions and tigers and bears,"
Becca laughed, and her pretty face looked relieved as she looked down at the stairs in front of us. "Let's go," I said, "before any more steps decide to vanish on us." The girls nodded, and we raced down the steps until we were on solid ground.
"What the hell is going on?"
Becca demanded.
"Do you think King John did that?"
"That ghost warned us to leave,"
Heiwan said as she looked around as if she expected to see another apparition.
"Maybe we should do as it asked."
"There's something going on here," I said, as I ran a hand through my hair. "But I haven't seen or heard any portals for these supposed ghosts to be coming through. It's really weird."
"You still think some lunatic is behind this?"
Becca asked with a raised eyebrow.
"After what just happened on the stairs?"
"I don't know what I think, but I sure as hell want to find out."
"Fine. I guess I can handle anything now. But if this floor starts to vanish, I'm out."
The blonde flicked her hair over her shoulder and started to walk away when something landed on her head. She quickly brushed the dark shape off her hair onto the ground. There was a plop sound, and we all looked down to see one of those cute little dinos from the Jurassic Park movies looking back at us. Even though it stood on two legs, it barely made it past my ankles. This one was a dark green color, and it looked as startled as we were.
"A compi,"
Heiwan said happily as she clapped her hands. I murmured as I looked toward the ceiling. "Where did it come from?"
"Must have been hiding upstairs somewhere,"
Becca replied.
"But I think we can handle this little guy."
The girls both waved their fingers at the little dino, and the compi stared at them with a dumbfounded expression.
You know, in the movie..."
"Yes, yes. We'll move along. It's just nice to see a cute dino for a change."
The girls wiggled their fingers at the tiny dino again, and Becca tried to nudge it out of the way with her foot. The compi finally reacted, and it snapped at her boot and then let out a loud hiss.
"Rude,"
Becca declared as she pulled her foot away. "Shit," I muttered as I heard the same hissing sound come from above us. "Run!" Becca and Heiwan bolted toward the door, but the rest of the compi pack was falling from the ceiling. I felt them crash down on top of me, and then their little teeth started to bite into my back, shoulders, and even my head. I swatted them away as I started to run, but the buggers knew how to hang on. I could just see the girls ahead of me, though they were helping each other knock the dinosaurs off as they ran. Dino bodies fell to the ground behind them, and I crushed them underfoot as I followed. And then I realized we didn't need to run. I stopped and started to grab the tiny dinos by whatever limb or tail I could find and threw them to the ground. A few managed to skitter away, but I was fast enough to stomp most of them into sad little piles of dino goo. When I tossed the last compi to its death, I followed the trail of tiny dinos down the hallway, around a toppled velvet rope, past a pair of rooms with displays, and into the main entry. The door stood wide open, and I could see the girls in the courtyard where they were still trying to knock the dinosaurs from their bodies. I ran outside and started to grab the tiny dinos and smash them against the stones. Those that survived, I promptly stomped on, and the girls soon joined me in the grisly dance.
"Oh, I hate dinosaurs!"
Becca yelled when we plucked the last one from Heiwan's hair and smashed it against the wall. "Is that all of them?" I asked. Both girls nodded, and I took a moment to study them. They were both covered in small scratches and bites, but none of the wounds were really serious. We'd probably need to break out the rubbing alcohol when we were done, but we'd survive at least.
What the hell was that?
Becca demanded. Maybe a portal opened inside the castle at some point. Or maybe they figured this would be a good hiding spot.
There would be plenty of mice and rats to eat, and bugs. It would have seemed like a good spot.
Especially since all the people have been scared away. Actually, I'm kind of surprised we didn't run into them last night.
It was cold. They may have preferred to stay inside where it was protected.
I'm glad we didn't run into them last night. Can you imagine fighting these things while we were naked?
I snickered, and a moment later, it became a full belly laugh. Heywan and Becca soon joined in, and we didn't stop until tears ran down our cheeks.
Okay. Oh, that would have been a sight, I admitted. But we're not going to let these guys keep us from our mission, are we?
The girls looked around at the pool of dino bodies and then back at the open door. Some silent communication seemed to take place as they looked at each other, because a moment later they both looked at me and folded their arms.
We still need our Scooby-Doo villain, I said with a grin.
You can't tell me you aren't desperate to know what's going on here. You're itching to prove to me that ghosts are real. I know you are. The girls looked at each other again, and then the Korean sighed.
I don't want to make King Jun any angrier, but I am curious to know if there really is a ghost portal. We need to know this information to go forward so we can be prepared for whatever we might encounter on the road.
That's my girl, I said with a wink. You on board, Becca?
I guess so. Besides, I can't let you two run off and have all the fun.
You know you're always welcome to join in with the fun, I said, and the blonde Brit bit her lip as she smiled back.
Leave!
A woman's voice echoed through the castle. I spun around, but there was no sign of any ghosts or people anywhere near us. I peered up into the dark corners of the ceiling, but I still couldn't see any telltale signs of a projector or speakers. It really was an impressive operation, and I wondered why the compies had decided to stay. Come on, I urged. We didn't battle our way from Cambridge through dinosaurs and giant snakes just for some coward behind a hologram to scare us. Let's head back up the main staircase.
Are you sure?
Becca asked tentatively.
What if the stairs do the disappearing act again?
I'll head up them first, I said. That way I can make sure they're safe for you guys. But I'd say the main stairs are probably okay, since that was part of the museum.
Let's do it,
Heywan said, as she walked back toward the door. Becca and I ran after the Korean, and when she stopped in the doorway, I saw Becca grab her hand. The pair nodded and looked at me, and I took Heywan's other hand. We stepped back inside and then stopped to see if anything would happen. The place was silent again, and not even the compies seemed to be around. I was almost certain that it wasn't a ghostly presence behind the weird goings-on. Although, admittedly, if you had told me a few months ago that I would be fighting dinosaurs with two gorgeous women at my sides, I probably wouldn't have believed that either. I stepped forward first and approached the staircase. It was well polished and looked solid, so I slowly started up the steps.
I say we checked the room we saw earlier, I whispered. The one that we saw the table in before. There could be some other little clues up there.
Clues?
Becca scoffed.
You really are into this Scooby-Doo thing, aren't you? Would you like us to dress up as Daphne and Velma?
Oh, hell yes,
I whispered, as I tried not to get distracted by the thought of the girls in sexy cosplay costumes. But I think we have a bit of exploring to do before we can think about that.
That room is right beside where we saw John and the other ghost,
Heywan whispered.
Maybe we should search the other side of the hall as well?
Maybe John was put there for a reason. The projection, ghost, whatever the fuck he is, maybe they've amped up the scares in the part of the castle they don't want us to explore. The dark landing at the top of the stairs looked ghost-free at the moment, so I took a breath and bolted the rest of the way up the wooden staircase until I reached the top landing. I did a quick check at the top of the stairs, but there was no sign of the hollow-eyed king or any transparent soldiers, so I waved at the girls to join me. Heywan and Becca hurried up the stairs, and both looked relieved when they joined me on the second floor of the castle without any phantom steps to trip them up. As one, we turned toward the hallway where John had ordered our deaths. It looked completely ordinary, if a bit gloomy, and the only sign that we had been there were a few disturbances in the dust on the floor. We started forward, but a tiny flame of light flickered on in the hallway. I saw Becca's shoulders stiffen, and Haewon gasped.
"Remember, the ghosts can't hurt us," I whispered. "People, on the other hand, can. So be ready."
The stale stench I had caught a whiff of earlier drifted in the air, and I craned my neck as I looked for some kind of smoke machine or fan, but nothing looked out of place on the ancient walls. The little ghostly light flickered against the faded wallpaper as we started to make our way toward the room with the table.
"Stay behind me," I ordered, and they walked a step slower than me on either side.
As we neared the candle-like glow, the air suddenly dropped in temperature and sent a chill down my spine. Becca grabbed my arm, and we stood still as we waited for John to reappear. I strained my eyes as I tried to watch the darkness ahead for any oncoming ghosts, but the corridor was still, other than the small light ahead. Out of the corner of my eye, the tiny red light that I had previously assumed was a fire alarm flickered above us. It was right in the crevice between the wall and ceiling above the doorway to our right, but from where I stood, it was impossible to say if it was anything other than a smoke detector.
"Let's check in here," I whispered, as I gestured to the room beside us.
I opened the door as quietly as I could to reveal an empty space with one narrow window. A table sat near the far wall and had been covered with painter's tarp. Haewon stepped around me and tiptoed inside, and I quickly followed her. I made sure to check every corner for our mystery villain, but there was nobody crouched in the shadows of the room, and no eerie floating ghouls to be seen.
"Oh, fuck!"
Becca whispered hurriedly, and I turned to see her dive into the room and jump behind the wall beside the door.
"What?"
I asked as the blonde gestured for us to hide.
"Another ghost,"
Becca mouthed, and I pulled Haewon behind the table with me. The sweet scent of my girlfriend's hair under my nose masked the faint, musty odor of the castle, and I pulled my Korean lover in tight as I peered around the side of the cloth. Becca had her lean body pressed up against the wall, just to the left of the doorway, and her wide eyes met mine. She gestured with her head toward the doorway, but I couldn't see or hear anything.
"Is it John?"
Haewon whispered as she clutched onto my bicep.
"I don't know," I replied. "I can't see anything."
Then we heard a soft wail drift into the room, and Haewon's grip tightened on my arm. I tensed as I prepared to leap out and attack anyone who ventured through the door. But after a few moments, the distant wail stopped, and the corridor was silent once more. I stood up carefully and walked toward the hallway, but nothing stirred.
"What was that?"
Becca looked confused and edged toward the doorway.
"Wait," I hissed. "Stay there. I'll check."
I stepped into the hallway. I couldn't see anything, and even the little flame had vanished from its spot further down the hall.
"I don't see anything," I said, as I stepped backwards and looked at Becca. "What was it exactly?"
"It looked like a woman,"
the Brit said.
"I swear, she was really tall and lanky. And you guys heard that horrible moaning sound, right?"
"I heard it,"
Haewon agreed.
"Should we keep going?"
"Let's do a quick search of this room," I said. "If we do a sweep of each room we pass, we're bound to find something." The two girls nodded and started to make their way around the dusty room. I examined the walls, and part of me desperately hoped to find some hidden doorway or lever. But there was just the faded pattern of the wallpaper and a few small spiders that scuttled away from me. Haewon grabbed the cloth on the table and pulled it off in one swift motion like a magician, but all that was underneath was slightly scratched oak and a few dead flies.
"Nothing here,"
the Korean beauty said with a shrug, and I nodded as Becca kicked some dust up from the carpet.
"Let's try the next room," I said with a sigh,
and we trotted quickly out into the hall. I half expected some form of ghost to swoop down, or to be met by another storm of dinos, but the castle felt still and peaceful. At that moment, it was almost possible to think I had made the whole ordeal up in my head, maybe even the dinosaurs and portals, too. But we heard the distant sound of massive wings flap and a bird-like cry that assured me the last few weeks had been very real. At least the crazy ride had brought me my two beautiful kick-ass girls. We may never have even spoken to each other if those first three dinos hadn't attacked the library all those weeks ago.
"If King John comes back,"
Becca muttered, as we slowly walked down the hallway to the next room.
"I swear he's getting his pasty arse kicked this time. I think I've had it with monsters. I fought off enough to last a lifetime over the space of a few weeks.
I grinned as we arrived at the next door, where Hae-won took the lead and peered around the doorframe for a moment.
Looks clear,
the Korean said.
I think this might be a waste of time, Jason. Maybe we should be getting on with our journey?
I am getting anxious to move on,
Becca admitted, as we all stepped into the room. It was larger than the one we had just been in, though the furniture had been covered in the same dusty white cloth.
I am tired too,
Hae-won added, as she stifled a yawn. Okay, I said. After this room we can rest, but I really think there's something bad going on here, and I feel like we... I stopped as I glanced down at the dusty floor of the room. At the back corner, where none of us had yet reached, there was a set of large, muddy footprints. Bingo, I chuckled. Scooby-Doo is always right.